MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico is receiving more than $211 million from a federal investment aimed at improving rural health care as the Trump administration begins distributing the first round of rural health awards from the $50 billion federal investment that was passed by lawmakers earlier this year, despite every member of New Mexico's congressional delegation voting against it. About half of the fund is up to the discretion of the Trump administration, and states will be evaluated each year to determine future funding. States submitted detailed plans outlining how they would improve rural health care. New Mexico's officials said they plan to use the funding to increase training for providers, expand remote care, and build a stronger tribal workforce through grants and scholarships. Stephanie Hale, the former director of the nonprofit Thrive in Alamogordo that focuses on improving youth education, promoting financial stability, and improving people's health, was arrested on December 23rd and charged with fraud and embezzlement totaling more than $14,000. Thrive serves both Otero and Lincoln counties and noted internal financial controls flagged irregularities in one or more accounts in February. The board commissioned an external forensic audit, which confirmed potential misappropriation of funds. Hale is charged with six counts of fraudulent use of a credit card, four of which are third-degree felonies, one count of forgery, a fourth-degree felony, and one count of tampering with evidence, also a fourth-degree felony. And a bald eagle was rescued from a pig pen in the Gila after it was likely attacked by adult pigs while trying to capture a piglet. New Mexico Game and Fish officials rescued the eagle out of the pig pen, but noticed it was unable to fly. So the Gila Wildlife Rescue examined the bird and found no broken bones, only bruises and a stunned condition. The eagle will remain with the rescue until it fully heals. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.